Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric, and I'm flying solo today. Feel free to get online. Well, I'm sorry. The lines are all jammed up. It's 10 o'clock. I told you. You know, I got to go do painting this afternoon myself, but you guys are all waking up this morning and you're online now, and I appreciate that. Let's get right to your calls. Bob in Hartford has an answer for the last caller, the extra PC. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Hey, good. I've talked to you before about Linux. You can just download the Linux Ubuntu version for the PC that you run to run it on.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay $30, $60, $90, $100, whatever it was going to be charged.
Yeah.
And you can run it off of a USB module. The Linux, they have two versions. They have 32-bit and 64-bit. They're dropping support for any new 32-bit shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do have it running on 32-bit PCs, and it does run fine. You cannot run all of the DOS programs that you have running on your PC.
I've had a failing.
yeah, that's fallacy. There is a DOS emulator out there. There's actually a couple, two, three different ones that you can run. You can try your programs to mm-hmm. see if they work. The big stuff like Microsoft Word and Office and all that stuff doesn't run on it.
Right.
But you can use OpenOffice, which works great on there.
Yep.
You can use Chrome. You can run Mozilla Firefox. If you put it on an old PC that's running DOS, you can actually see your old files.
Right.
Use a NAR file manager.
Right. So you're going to boot off the thumb drive, Bob, right? You're going to stick it on a thumb drive. So that's the key.
You can make it boot off the thumb drive. You can make it boot off the thumb drive. And mm-hmm. it does boot much faster. I got to tell you, probably do some boots 4 to 6 times faster than the Microsoft Windows version you're running. And that's any version. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It just is so much blindingly faster.
Yeah.
Than DOS. But the caveat is you cannot run a lot of the MS-DOS stuff.
Right.
You can try it, though.
Well, that's the whole point. So he called in because he wants to try to utilize the old software on it. And so I think for that solution, it probably is not going to work for him. But to your point, if you want to resurrect an old monitor and keyboard and have it boot off Ubuntu and then do the things you mentioned, it can do that. And you can do it just by downloading the software for free.
Yeah, you can do your email.
Yep.
You can do your word processing.
Mm-hmm.
You can send your text messages and stuff like that, and you can surf the internet. And for most people, that's about all they're doing anyways. And then it has open office, so if you want to type a letter up or something once in a while, you can do that.
I love it. Bob, I appreciate you calling in, sir.
Hey, no problem.
Have a good one.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Ubuntu's out there, so it really comes back down to trying to make sure if it'll fit for the application, or if you just, like Bob said, just want to use it for the basics, you can. Let's go on to Tony in Waterbury. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Good morning, Eric. Good
morning.
I'm looking to get a computer to do my bank business only, you know, no email, no surfing the net or anything like that.
Very good.
And I was listening to Clark Howard, you know, the financial guru.
Yes.
And he suggested, he was talking about a Chromebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at one. It's an HP X360.
Sure, any Chromebook will be fine.
Yeah, this one is it's got 4 gig of memory and 32 gig storage. Well, do you think that'll be good enough?
Well, all you're doing is connecting to your online banking technologies, right?
Right.
So all a Chromebook is a big screen to surf on.
Okay.
And so if all your goal is to go ahead and get to your banking resource, that's cool. If you want to do anything else on it, which you don't because it's your financial device, you're not, then don't. So it's perfect for that. Probably only going to cost you like a couple hundred bucks, right?
$259.99.
All right. So not a whole lot of money there. So that's a great idea.
No. Great.
You could always also add, make sure you're running OpenDNS for security. Make sure you do have antivirus on it.
Right.
So that you at least have that running. Now, this is going to be browser-based antivirus, so it's going to be the webroot flavor for Android that you're going to want to put on there. And don't use it for anything else. Don't bring it down in your kitchen and start surfing vacation spots with it, because then all of a sudden you broke the rules.
I got another computer for that.
All right, but good. So, yeah, you could do something like that. And
okay.
And don't bring any email to it, nothing.
Right.
You're just going to use it for...
Just for banking.
Your financial stuff, yep.
Right.
And
okay.
That's what I would do, Tony. Sounds like a great idea.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's move on. Yeah, I love Clark Howard. He's got some great advice out there. Let's go to Bill in Ridgefield. Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling.
I have actually a couple of problems, but the first one is a... desktop that suddenly would not light up the monitor.
Okay.
I changed monitors and got the same result.
Oh, then it's not a bad monitor. It's a bad display port or a bad computer.
Okay.
So you've proven the monitor is not at fault by having the same result with a different monitor. So how old's the machine?
About 5 years old.
Oh, all right. It's too bad. It's a little young to fail. But you might have a bad video card. It could be a bad video port. How many video connections do you have in the back of your computer? Do you know? Is it display port? Do you have HDMI? Do you have DVI? DVID?
Well.
VGA? Is it easy to look at?
Yeah.
Oh, good. What is it plugged into now? Is it HDMI now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So a lot of computers have multiple ports in the back that you can try a different port, but you may have to adapt the connection to a different style.
Oh, okay.
To see if it'll work, because they generally don't have the same style. They'll have VGA, HDMI, DVI. They'll have different flavors, DisplayPort. But if you're not getting a display, it's either simply a bad video card, or something really wrong with your computer not displaying.
There's what are the steps of any to resurrect it?
Well, you may have to bring it to somebody to prove it for you.
Okay.
Because if it's a physical problem with the hardware, it's really hard for you, the average person, to try to troubleshoot that. So maybe bring it down to your local Staples and have them put it on their bench and take a look at it quickly for you. Don't spend too much money on it. 5 years old, you're hoping to get a 6 years out of your computer, so don't spend too much.
Yeah.
But if they can just pop a new video card in there because your onboard one has failed and you're good, then you're good. That could cost you less than $50.
Okay.
But if it's going to cost you multi-hundreds, don't do it.
No. Right. I have another question.
Okay.
On a laptop, which I got a message supposedly from Microsoft saying they wanted to upgrade my Windows 10.
They wanted to upgrade your Windows 10. What was the exact message?
That I don't remember.
Because that sounds a little too fishy, but you have Windows 10 now, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, doing an update on your Windows 10 regularly is a good thing, and it is season now for the next version of Windows 10. If Bob was here, he'd tell you the number, what version of the Windows 10 is coming out. I don't have that memorized. So if it's a legitimate Microsoft update notice, that's okay.
Well, I said go ahead and do it now.
Yeah.
Left it for several hours.
And it's still doing it, huh?
And I came back, and I got that little circle of dots going around and around.
Yeah, so it's still doing it. Welcome to Microsoft Updates. How old's the laptop?
It's the same age, about 5 years.
Mm.
And I tried, excuse me, going online and through a tablet to figure out what to do.
Right.
And I could get it to another screen, which gave me several options.
What are your options?
Go back to another previous set point.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. I don't have access to those things without getting to the internet.
Oh, okay. So you're reading through the tablet. So you're not getting that option on your machine right now because it's just spinning, right?
Right. So, no, I got it. I got it on the. On the laptop.
Oh, good. So, when it says it wants to go to a previous version, that's already on your laptop. So you can choose that.
And I thought I got a message which said it would wipe out everything.
Ooh, well, you don't want that.
No.
But that would be like a factory fresh restart. You don't want that.
Yeah.
But going back to a previous version is called a restore point. And if you have a restore point, which was something Microsoft's supposed to set before they do an upgrade, you should be able to go back to the prior state before the update occurred.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't wipe away everything, depending on the option you choose there, Bill.
Yeah,
Bill. But I assume you backed it up, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So going back to a previous point is probably your easiest thing. Have you tried just rebooting it? Sometimes you just have to punt and see if it'll reboot.
I've tried several times.
And you're back in a loop, right?
It gets back to this
the spinning screen. Yeah, there's Microsoft updating your computer for you, Bill.
thank you.
It's great. Yeah, thanks, Microsoft. You know, every day we thank Microsoft. I think what you got to do is try to go back to a previous point before Microsoft did the update. And that might be your only choice anyways.
Yeah.
And I would take that and hope that whatever the message was, it wasn't going to bring you back to factory fresh because I doubt that.
Right.
So, and then you can block Windows 10 updates. I do have an article that posted a couple weeks ago kind of describing what you have to do to set in the configurations, how to say, hey, I don't want these updates. Microsoft has been having a horrible time with their updates. You can block them for extended periods, and that way other folks get impacted, and they maybe fix the problems by the time it gets to you.
Well, I can't say too much bad about it because I have a son who works for them.
Ah, yes. He's enjoying it. How long has he been there?
He's been there 12, 14 years.
Mm, he's done really well with his stock if he's done it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky him.
Yes.
It's a love-hate relationship I have with them as well. I'm sure if you asked your son honestly after he had a couple of drinks in him, he might tell you some honest truth about Microsoft too.
Yes. But they're supporting them well. So.
Of course, yes, until they don't.
Thank you.
All right, Bill.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, we used to talk about IBM all the time, and now you see what IBM's doing to their people. We're going to step out for a quick break, get to your calls. But Mary Lou, hang on. Charles, hang on. Carla, this is Computer Talk. We'll get right back to you guys after this quick break. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric. I'm flying solo today, and I thank you guys for joining me on this Saturday morning. Otherwise, I'd be talking about my kids to myself. That's not hard. That's not easy to do. I mean, without two people. You know, just talking about your kids on your own, to yourself, that'd be bad radio. So I appreciate you guys joining me on this Saturday morning. Let's go to Carla in Burlington next. Hey, Carla, what's up?
Hi. We're having some trouble with our internet connection.
If I had a nickel.
What?
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that phrase. What's going on with your internet connection?
So we're using Chrome.
Yeah.
And we thought it was the Wi-Fi connection, so we connected by Ethernet.
Yep.
And we thought it was the router, and we replaced that.
Wow.
And then we tried a different connection for the Ethernet plug, and we just keep getting disconnected. The only way to get back on is to reboot the computer.
All right. So how many computers do you have in your home there, Carla?
Well, the desktop is what I'm referring to. So
yeah.
We also have iPhones that have no trouble with the connection.
Okay.
A laptop with no trouble.
That's what I was trying to figure out. So the laptop and the iPhone stay perfectly together.
Yes.
And they've worked through all the changes you've made.
Yes.
It's just the computer that keeps dropping.
Yes.
It could be the network card. Now, the computer has both a wireless and a wired interface.
Mm-hmm.
Try to turn... Having both of them on could be part of your problem. So when you have both a wireless and a wired connection, sometimes the computer has issues when they're both turned on, when both interfaces are turned on. So make sure you disable the one you're not using. So when you're doing the hardwire test, turn off the wireless on the computer.
So where it says turn Wi-Fi back on? Oh, no. I have that on.
Is it a Windows 10 computer, Carla?
Yes.
Yeah, so in the bottom right-hand corner, there's like a little dialogue like you'd find in a comic strip there. If you click on that in the right-hand corner there, you'll see a network button.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in there, you should be able to either turn on or turn off that wireless pizza slice.
Wi-Fi is turned off.
It is turned off. Okay, so you've already done that. And it's still doing this to you, dropping connection. Mm-hmm. So it could be you've got a bad network card in the computer. How old? Because you've done everything else. You've done everything that I would have recommended. I mean, above and beyond. You've changed firewall. You've changed the cabling. You've tried it both wirelessly and wired. The network card itself could be flaking out. And is the machine older?
6 years, maybe.
Six, seven. Yeah. Yep. So it's been up there. So I don't think it's spent too much money or any money trying to repair it. But if you wanted to, you could go out and buy, you know, another network card, about $50 or so, and pop that in and see if that gives you a more stable connection. Because you know it's nothing else. It's the computer's problem.
Right.
And I'm thinking that the card, the network interface in the card is a problem. And it's an older machine, so it probably didn't start out life as a Windows 10 computer, did it?
Did not.
So you upgraded it, and the drivers that you're using possibly for that network card are generic or not necessarily that good for that hardware. You could try to upgrade the network card's drivers through control panel. What you would do there to do it the most easy way would be to delete the network card, remove it from the control panel configuration of your hardware, reboot your computer, and have the operating system hopefully detect the card again and try to update it. Or you could go to control panel itself, right where the network card is listed, and try to manually update the drivers. Do you know what brand computer it is?
HP.
Okay, so if you go to HP, you can go right out to their support page, and you put in the serial number of this computer, and they might have drivers for you that you can just force download on for the network card. And so before you buy anything, try to update those drivers one last time.
Okay.
But if that still doesn't work, I think your computer has just got a problem with the network card, and just decide whether or not you want to buy one or replace the machine. At 7 years, you've gotten its life. It's been through a lot, man. You've got it. Probably started as an innocent Windows 7 computer, and then it's probably forced to upgrade to Windows 10 against its will, right?
Yep.
And now it's failing to connect. So it served you well.
Okay. All right. That's a good start. I thought that we tried everything else.
You
the
did.
The only thing is we open up the task manager, and it shows Chrome, I don't know if all the windows are still open from previous sessions on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I assume you've updated Chrome, or you've tried different browsers. You haven't only used Chrome, right?
No, we've tried different browsers.
Yeah. So it's not the browser's fault.
Okay.
It's you're losing connection to the network is what you're telling me. So when you get dropped off the internet, can you ping your router? Have you ever tried pinging?
No, I don't know how.
Okay. So your router, the thing you replaced, is probably at 192.168.1.1. That's probably the IP address of that router. And to find out if you're communicating with it, you can go to a DOS prompt by just typing in CMD in the type here to search on lower left-hand corner. That'll give you a DOS prompt, and you can type the word ping space 192.168.1.1, and if you get a reply, it means you are connected to the device, and it is working, and it's not the network interface card that's your problem. If you don't get a reply, then it is the network card failing, and you need to consider what I said.
Right, so it just says it's not recognized as an internal or external command?
The word ping?
P-I-N-G? Right, but the ping and then the IP address, or just ping and then enter?
Ping space and then the IP address.
Okay.
It'll say pinging 192.168.1.1 with 32 bytes of data. I'm guessing that's your IP address, by the way.
Yes, with 32 bytes of data.
Oh, good. Did you get a reply? It'll either say request timed out, or it'll say reply, reply, reply.
Timed out.
Oh, you're not connected. Now, I'm assuming that's your IP address. You can type in IPCONFIG, and it'll tell you what your default gateway is. So here at the studio, my default gateway is 192.168.0.1. But where you are, you might have used something else. So that default gateway is what you want to ping. So when you type in ipconfig, ipconfig, what's your default gateway?
Oh.
What do you got? Do you have anything when you type in ipconfig?
I did it wrong.
IPCONFIG.
Media disconnected.
All right. But if you look above, do you see any IP addresses listed? Do you see a default gateway ... 192.168 something something something?
FE80.
Yeah, below that, is there any default gateway information?
No.
All right, you're offline.
10.0.0.1.
Oh, 10 dot. You're a 10 dot network. Ping that address. I got to go to a hard break, Carla, but ping that address. See if you get a response when your browser goes down. If you don't, you're offline. Your network card dropped you.
Okay.
All right, Carla.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck. All right, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to stick around. One line open for you. This is Computer Talk. I'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric. I'm flying solo today. Bob's got the day off. We're here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Everything I've talked about today has been posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you go over to our Facebook page over at Tab Computer Systems and like us at Tab Computer Systems, and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy, it may get into your news feed. And if you use Twitter, and I have time for that stuff, I have no idea how you do, but if you do use Twitter and you want to follow us on Twitter over at Tab Computer Sys, it'll get there as well. Let's get to your calls. You were nice enough to join me on this Saturday morning. Going to go to Charles in Hartford. Hey, Charles, how are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm just calling to say there's a special coming on TV Sunday night that might be interesting.
Yeah.
It's on assignment with Richard Ingalls.
All right.
The title is Made in China.
Oh.
And he's trying to show how the advancement they've made in the tech world. And saying they're trying to take over to be the tech giant of the world.
Yeah, we've kind of helped them, haven't we, Charles?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I thought it might be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
It's at 10 o'clock Sunday night on station MSNBC.
All right. All right. Thanks for letting everybody know about that. And, yeah, we've kind of given them, well, part of the problem is we've given them a lot of our technology with forced technology transfers that,
from the advertisement they've shown, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That they show, you know, some of the things that they've done, that they're doing in the tech world over there.
Yep. Well, we'll check it out, Charles. Thanks for the information.
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed day.
Yay, you too. All right, so, yeah, it's no surprise. Let's go on to Mary Lou in Windsor next. Hey, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm stymied this morning, and I hope you can help me.
I'll try to help you, stymie.
I'm trying to read an SD card.
Yep.
Okay, and this one happens to be an SDHC card.
All right.
When I put it in to my computer, I have a new one here and a brand new and an old one. It won't open up that drive.
Mm.
When I take that out, put it in my camera, it's fine.
Hmm.
This morning, I tried it in my new printer. Mm-hmm. It opened everything up, and I was able to print the picture from
it. Oh, great. So there's a problem with your card reader in your computer.
But the thing is,
mm-hmm.
every other picture up till the ones I took in June are in my computers.
Right.
So I know...
It had worked.
I know it worked.
Yeah, it did work. That's the problem with computers. If I again, if I had a nickel for I've got a an internet problem or something like that, same thing with it had worked. If I had a nickel for it used to work, that's kind of the nature of technology. So you could have a bad card reader.
If I put an older SD card that's not HC,
yeah,
it works.
Gotcha. Well, again, Mary Lou, I'm thinking you don't want to kill yourself trying to figure this out. They're cheap. You can buy external card readers that'll read.
That was going to be my question for you.
Yeah.
Would that help to get like they have the little USB ones?
Yep. And they read all sorts of different cards, so you can get one that reads like 7, 10, whatever these crazy readers do.
Okay.
And, I mean, I suspect there's something wrong with your reader. You've proven it works in your camera. You've proven it works in your printer.
Yeah, so the card does not appear to be corrupt.
Correct.
And it doesn't work in either computer, but it has worked, and they do read other SD cards. I thought, well, this is high capacity, but mm-hmm. I've used it before.
Well, you just made something a little, you gave me a little more information here. So this card has the same, this particular card has the same problem in another computer?
Both the old one and the new one.
Mm, so that points more to your card. Do you have other SD cards you can put in the computer that's giving you trouble to see if it reads it okay?
Regular
SD
cards.
But no high capacity. But
I haven't tried another high capacity one. This is the first one that I've used in my camera.
Yeah. You may want to try that, Mary. Mary Lou, it could be that reader is just a little too old to deal with high capacity. Maybe there's a geometry problem as far as its ability to read. How old are the computers?
Well, one is 8 years old. The other one I just got in November.
Okay, so that one should read it fine.
Yeah.
It should read it fine. But the fact that it can't, same as the old one, it now changes everything for me logically. It means that the card has a problem.
Yeah.
So you may want to take your pictures off however you can. And format that card on your camera one more time.
Okay.
And take it out. Well, take some pictures, take it out, and see if either reader reads it.
Right.
And that'll be your final test before you buy anything.
Right. Okay. All right. Because I've got the drive open, reading an older SD card.
Yep.
And there's a slot that says optimize.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, and I wondered if it would help to optimize the drive.
I wouldn't do it on the computer. I would do. You're going to use the SD card on your camera, so
right.
Do all your formatting and
okay
on your
on
camera.
The camera.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So once I have all the pictures off it,
mm-hmm.
then reformat it in the camera.
Yep. Take a few test pictures.
Okay.
And see if either computer can read it. If it can't, I think there's something wrong with that card.
Right. Okay, and I do have another high-capacity card here, so I can try that and see.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mary Lou.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. All right, let's move on to Jack in Simsbury next. Hey, Jack, what's up?
Yeah, Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm a little bit behind at times. We still use K9 to...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but it's worked.
Yep.
The only issue I have right now is that I keep on getting a message of sites that are blocked, And when I go, and it tells me that they're blocked because I've indicated, that I want chat and instant messaging blocked,
mm-hmm.
when in fact I do not.
Okay.
And I have not opened them.
Right.
Or attempted to.
Right.
My question is, what if I wanted to find out what they are without exposing myself to? Is there some way that...
Yeah, you can't have it both ways, Jack.
Yeah.
No, so I tell you, number one, get rid of K9.
Yeah, I know that. I know that I should. I just have not had the time to put into making that conversion.
Right, but any kind of warning message or block sites, they're blocked for a reason. And the messaging system that you could be trying to get to could be one of those that you don't want to be on. So, I would trust K9 trying to protect you, but I would still get off of it because it's really going to slow you down, especially if you haven't changed. Have you ever cleared the logs in that thing?
When you say clear the logs, in other words, the messages that I do get?
Well, there's logs that literally build up of everywhere you went on K9. And you have to go into the application itself and clear them. If you don't, it just slows everything down to a crawl. And that's one of the other reasons we don't recommend it anymore, because it's a great little tool that helps you with security similarly to OpenDNS, but it had such issues with its logging that I would just uninstall it and run and configure OpenDNS. You'll be much, I think, better secured, and you run faster.
Okay. When you look at the HTTPS codes, I mean, in terms of the way the numbers are sequenced, is there a logic to that? Like, one of them is like 52.114.128.10.
Well, yeah.
I mean, break those down and kind of find out what those categories are.
No. They're not categories. So every website on the internet has an address, and those IP addresses just relate to that address. So they don't have any specific, that I know of, categorization like a, like the Dewey Decimal System or anything like that. It's laid out by an address. Here's your address for this application and go. This website, go. Here's your address. That's all it is. As far as I know.
Why would it tell me that I'm blocking chat instant messaging when I'm not?
Well, so chat obviously is a big risk for kids, right? So there's all sorts of really bad things that happen with chat, right? And so K9, as part of your selections, you must have selected to block that type of or whatever type of chatting is occurring.
No, I did not. I mean, I'm actually looking at the page that where I chose what I wanted to block.
Then there's just more reason to get rid of it. It's not working properly.
Yeah.
But it's an easy uninstall. Uninstall. You don't have any software running anymore with OpenDNS, and you just change two IP addresses in your DNS settings. And if you want to customize it to block further, then you get your little IP updater and configure it. Log in as Jack with your email address. And then you can set your own settings to be whatever you'd like them to be. And
why I haven't proceeded to do that is we use Comcast's equipment.
All right.
And you kind of indicated that I would be at the mercy of them changing information.
That is true if you make your OpenDNS changes on the router. But if you wanted to do it on your computer, you still could. So you wouldn't be at any mercy there by putting the OpenDNS configurations on your local computer. So. Check it out. I'm telling you, if you didn't set this to block it and it still is, that's a great reason to dump it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great when we recommended it, a decade ago.
Right.
It's just not as good as OpenDNS.
So if I went up to the library and used their computer, could I check out who these people are?
Well, I think the libraries have very bad filtering. I don't think they filter much. So technically, you probably could type those IP addresses in and see where they went. But you may not want to know.
Yeah, right.
Don't open a Pandora's box. Some of these things are blocked for a reason.
Right. All right. Thanks, Eric.
You got it, Jack.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Sometimes you just don't want to know why you're being blocked there. They're saving you from yourself. I'm going to step out for a quick break. Kim, Tony, Marjorie, hang on one sec. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric. I'm flying solo today. Feel free to get online. Well, I shouldn't say to get online. We're getting near the top of the hour here. We got three callers in here, so I'm going to get right to your calls and try to help you out. Everything I talked about today has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, so make sure you check it out. If you need a link to anything, don't try to Google it. You'll end up at some dark alley of the internet. You'll get the wrong thing, and then you'll be cursing my name. Go to the right link. We don't get anything for you going to our links. We just know that they're the correct links. Let's go to Marguerite in Newington next. Hey, Marguerite.
Hi, Eric. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want you to know I'm not well-versed when it comes to technology. But
okay.
Here's my issue.
Sure.
My browser, I have a laptop new as of December.
Mm-hmm.
My browser is Google Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is when I go to get on Google Chrome, Bing.com keeps coming up.
Yeah, Bing. How ironic is that? You...
And I don't know what to do about it or what's going on.
You've made it your default search engine.
Okay, let me. So if I went to settings, I was there yesterday or last night.
Yeah.
And it says.
I'm trying to find the actual instructions in Chrome here for you. Because we can put
all right. My default browser says is Google Chrome. It says Google Chrome is your default browser.
Correct.
And then underneath, where it says on startup, they have open the new tab page,
right,
or continue where you left off, or the one that's filled in says open a specific page or set up pages, and underneath it is Bing.
Oh, there
with
you
their
go.
Website address.
Clear that out of there.
So should I just click on the circle that's filled in?
Right. You want to clear that out or remove that information to get Bing out of there. Bing's like the fifth stick of...
I clicked on it, but it's not going away. I'm clicking on the circle that's filled in, and it's not...
Can you just remove Bing if you highlight the Bing and backspace it out to be blank?
Here or back. Okay, wait a minute.
So we can put a link up here for you as far as how to follow the instructions specifically. I can't see. I can't visualize where you are, what you're doing, or
I'm
what you're seeing.
Settings. You know where the three dots are?
In Google? In the Chrome application?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you want to open it at the top right. Chrome. Under basics, tap search engine. But this isn't your issue. This is your homepage issue, right? This is coming up as a homepage. It's not coming up as a search page. It's coming up as a homepage.
Oh.
So we want to change your homepage, right? So you want to change that default homepage setting, but you should be able to just change right by going in there and putting in a different website. Like if you wanted to make computertalkwithtab.com the first thing you see every morning, you would change the Bing to that. You should be able to type right in there and replace your Bing homepage. I don't think it's your search engine. I think what's happening is it's coming up as your start page or your homepage. Does that make sense?
Okay, so like when I'm like I said, when I go to click on Google Chrome, Bing comes up. So is that's the homepage?
That's your homepage. You've made that your homepage.
I made what? My homepage, Bing.
Bing, yeah.
And so how do I get rid of it?
I know. That's the question. I know. That's what
how
we're working on.
How did I even do that?
I don't know exactly, but I'm trying to figure this out quickly in mine, and I'm not finding it really easily. But I can put a link up there for it. I don't want to hold everybody up for this quick call. I can put the link up for how to change it, Marguerite.
Okay.
Because clearly I'm not finding it real fast here. And I don't know where this – they keep changing everything on this stuff. You want to blank it out and just have Google as your homepage, but we'll put a link up there for you, Marguerite. I'm not finding it quickly for me to tell you where to change it. You should be able to just type where you have that Bing and wipe it backwards. Put your cursor right on Bing, as far as I'm concerned, and backspace it out. That should be the way to do it.
Okay, I'll try that.
And put in any other website you'd like in its place. That should
do it. I mean, if I wipe it out, can I put in Google Chrome or no?
You can put in Google, yeah. Google.com rather than Bing.com.
Yeah, okay. I'll try that.
Yeah, we're putting up a link up for you to how to change both these things for you, okay?
Okay, so I'll just go to Computer Talk with Tab.
Yeah, and the instructions will be right there for you. It's just not apparent. They must have changed it on me.
Okay.
All right, Marguerite.
All right, thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I wish I had a quick answer for her. It's not showing up quickly for me to read off to it. We're going to go to Kim quickly in Bloomfield. Hey, Kim.
Hi. I have a question. I have a brand new computer. It's never been out of the box. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah. It's a Dell All-in-One Inspiron 23. Is that safe to use, or is it asking for problems?
What do you mean?
I don't know, because I just wondered if the age of the computer, if it's never been used, is an issue.
Oh, you didn't tell me how old it is. You said it was in the box. How long has it been sitting in the box?
Oh, it's at least 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay, so it's safe to use. You can turn it on. Now, it's going to need to do massive amounts of updates.
Yep.
And it's probably running Windows 7.
8.1.
Oh, 8.1. Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll do massive amounts of updates, and it's safe to use.
Oh, okay.
And you could always upgrade it to 10 if you wanted to.
Doesn't it automatically try to update to 10 when you start it?
Depends on. I don't think so anymore. 8.1 used to force that down your throats, but I don't think it does that anymore.
Oh, okay. I just want it to watch movies and things.
Yeah. It's been sitting there for how long? What happened?
Yeah. Oh, I inherited it from my mother. So
gotcha.
I don't know why she didn't open it, but the box is still sealed, so... Yeah, okay, well, that's great.
Yeah, go ahead and boot it up, get it going, make sure you configure OpenDNS, make sure you got Webroot going on it, update it, and then it's good to go.
Great. Okay, thank you.
All right, Kim, my pleasure.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, that kind of sounds like my mom. You know, she'd be on the home shopping network, and she'd buy two of everything. I said, what are you doing buying two toasters or two waffle irons? Oh, it's a bargain. I just sat in a box. So I want to thank you guys for joining me on this Saturday morning. Flying solo today. Without you guys, it would have been definitely talking about my kids. That'd be crazy. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, the name of the show.com. So you don't have to worry about any of the links. You can go find them right there, and they'll be the correct links. And if you follow us over at Facebook at Tab Computer Systems, it'll get into your news feed. Stick around. Dr. Alessi will be up next with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. I want to appreciate you guys joining me on this lovely Saturday morning. We'll see you next Saturday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.